Ms. Salami, open the door.
There are thousands of applicants out there. Listen to them.
The door, Ms. Salami.
Sir, there is a better way to find local qualified employees than free list sites.
I'm opening the door.
Wait, we can use AggielandHelpWanted.com.
We need to fill everything from warehouse to accounting, sales, clerical.
We can post in minutes. We can look at resumes online to narrow down our search.
Step aside, Salami. Run, Salami! Run!
Running!
Run to AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 43 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan. Home in the Nice Guys. See what you can be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeintheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. 2 weeks have passed since the Brazos County Commission held a pair of public hearings about the proposed closure of a pair of railroad crossings near Welburn. Possible action may take place 3 weeks from now.
County Judge Dwayne Peters says he hopes to have as part of the commission's January 13th meeting a memorandum of understanding with Union Pacific to close the crossings at Straub and Wade Roads. The Friday before, Peters says Citizens for Welburn's holding a public meeting to discuss transportation issues in southern Brazos County, including the UP project. That'll be at the Welburn Community Center the evening of January 9th, starting at 6. UP's offer includes building a new crossing on a new extension of Greens Prairie Trail from Welburn to IGM. Peter says the county won't approach property owners about acquiring right-of-way until the court makes a decision about closing the other crossings. And a check this week with Union Pacific officials indicates the railroad has not given commissioners a deadline. Change is part of UP's plan to build a side rail to accommodate increased train traffic. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Brazos County Health Department has updated and corrected numbers of flu cases this season. From the first week of October through last Sunday, there have been 688 cases. That's compared to 704 from the same period last year. And this past week had the most flu cases both this year and last year. A table with the weekly breakdown is online at WTAW.com. Sunday's implosion of Kyle Field marked the second job in College Station in 2.5 years for a company from Baltimore, Maryland. Mark Lawasso, the second-generation president of Controlled Demolition, says there's been a special sensitivity from all concerned in this project.
Not only the people from TAMU, but also from the contracting side of things. It was obvious that this is a special field, that the spirit that people have related to the structure, going back to the old stands, the old Aggies who remember the first stadium that they played in. It's beautiful to watch.
Lawasso was also in charge of bringing down the 17-story Plaza Hotel in spring 2012. Former President George H.W. Bush has been taken to a Houston hospital after experiencing a shortness of breath. Bush spent nearly 2 months in the same hospital and was discharged in January 2013 after treatment for a bronchitis-related cough and other issues. It was a week ago this morning that KCEN-TV meteorologist Patrick Crawford was shot in the parking lot outside the station. He spoke with reporters this week at the Temple Hospital, where doctors hope he'll be released in time to spend Christmas with his wife.
The man that shot me didn't say any words to me. There was no interaction whatsoever. He just started shooting at me as I was leaving the parking lot of KCEN-TV.
A $10,000 reward has generated more than 100 tips, but the shooter remains at large. There is hope on the horizon for the end of a 4-year drought over most of Texas next year. State climatologist John Nielsen Gammon at Texas A&M says multi-year droughts will return, and next time it will be worse.
The population is the biggest change. It's still going to be an additional problem that we have to allow for, I think, going forward.
Dr. Nielsen Gammon sees no relief for Northwest Texas from Abilene through the Panhandle. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 43 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news coming up at 6:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, Hargrove Insurance, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's 610. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Through today, partly to mostly sunny skies, cool and dry, high temperature, low 50s. Into this Christmas Eve, it's going to be clear and cold, mid-30s by early Christmas morning, but turning breezy and milder on Christmas Day. Mostly sunny skies, high temperature, low 60s. A few clouds at night in the mid to upper 40s. We're kind of cloudy by Friday, though. A bit breezy with a chance of scattered showers. Temperatures up between 60 and 65 once again. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with a few games. It's bowling season, at least for a couple NCAA football teams. We'll have more on that. Vaughn Miller has made his way to the Pro Bowl with the Denver Broncos, and a whole lot more in sports. We'll do it for you at about 6:50.
Vaughn going to be with us?
No.
Oh, okay. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Like that sleeping late stuff, huh?
Yes. Sir. Well, I have an 8-year-old. There's not really sleeping, but okay, well, later sleeping.
Yeah, I understand. It's part of the deal. All right, so let's see. Oh, well, we have chilly, windy Christmas weather, huh?
Yes.
But then tomorrow is,
about the same, just a little warmer?
No, it's going to be a little bit warmer. Let's see. We're going to, I'm waiting on the forecast to load. There we go. 61 tomorrow. And then Friday, the day after Christmas, it'll be 68. Texas Christmas. All right. Chill factor right now is 36. That's pretty
good. It was a little chilly coming in this morning.
So we got a 20% chance of showers on Friday, 50% on Friday night, and then 40% on Saturday night, and then Sunday a 50% rain chance.
It'll almost get to freezing tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. It's okay. Like I say, I can remember plenty of T-shirt Christmases. So it's not that unusual. Let's see. So traditional Christmas music, we'll be playing some of that today.
Yay!
Yeah, and so if you have something you want to hear, and we made a Merry Christmas for Randy Alley yesterday. Randy won some Seinfeld tickets.
Cool.
Yeah, so he kind of liked that. Guy in England went bar hopping with his pals. Woke up 300 miles away from home.
Oh my!
In France, Sean Smith, 48, and a dad. Joined his two buddies for a few pints at the pub. Got roped into seeing again as a bunch of guys sit around and have a few pints. Then they really start talking about weird stuff. I mean, stuff that they wouldn't normally do. They decided that, well, they'd go ahead and take that overnight trip to France to buy cheap tobacco. Plan to stock up on their smokes.
It's like a 30-minute train ride, isn't it?
Well, but they don't have a train, okay? They're in a car. And it's the price is significant. I mean, it's about 65% cheaper in France than it is in Great Britain. So Sean, who never really had ever left the UK, and as a result does not own a passport, managed to get into France and Belgium while he snoozed in the back of his friend's car. Problem is, well, when they got stopped by customs officers going back to England... Yes. He's ordered first to go to the British consulate, which is 180 miles away in Paris, to apply for the emergency passport, which cost him $170. There were complications because he was born in Germany, so he had to stay in Paris for a week while authorities checked his nationality.
Because he was going for smokes.
So much for saving on the tobacco. Sean spent $700 surviving, basically, in the French capital, being allowed back into his home country 8 days later. Rules is rules, you know what I'm saying? Hey, wow.
It's gonna be a good.
Once again, stay home and drink. And smoke expensive cigarettes there.
Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
I wonder how those gas prices are over there. You see the gas prices here?
Yes.
Wow. Man.
My kid got an extra present.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
A gas card?
No. I had more money.
Oh, okay. Here, baby, here's a gas card for you. Huh? I don't need this.
Damn.
Good, I'll take it. Yeah.
Come on down, Hillco. Come on down and see got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-822-5500.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
There you go, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Hello.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Absolutely wonderful.
Great.
I wanted to tell you all Merry Christmas. This is Bonnie from Caldwell.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, Bonnie. You going anywhere? You just hanging out? Somebody coming to you? What's going on this year?
I'm going to work today.
Ah!
I'm off tomorrow.
Oh, you're off to high school. Well, where do you work?
I work here in Bryan College Station.
Okay. Are you like the only one in the office today, or are there going to be other people?
Oh, no. There'll be a whole slew of us in there.
Are you doing the full day?
Till 3.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, have a good one, and thank you for thinking of us, Bonnie.
You're welcome. I wanted to also let you know in Caldwell at the Shell, Gross's Shell on Highway 21,
mm-hmm.
they have gas for $1.79 a gallon for Christmas Day.
Thank you so much. Thank you. All right.
That'd be worth the drive.
I was going to say, you know, see scenic Caldwell today.
Yeah.
I was there yesterday. Wish I'd have known that.
Actually, I'm going through.
Are you?
Oh, and I just filled up.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Say la vie.
That's okay.
I'm going to go visit Dad, so I reckon I'll.
Yeah, I stopped at the bakery there. Yesterday.
I will avail myself of that there.
May as well. All right, it's Christmas Eve. It's National Eggnog Day.
Mm.
And it's Last Minute Shopper's Day. It's day 358. We got 7 of them to go. Let's grab a phone. Good morning.
Good morning. You were asking. No, hold on a second.
Okay, I will.
You were asking about the gas prices in Europe. I just got back from Paris on Sunday, and it was €1.32 in euros. So add about an extra 20%, and that's per liter.
Now, so yeah, I know. Which yeah. does, you know, the only thing I think about liters, that's where my Coke comes in. I mean, you know. Were you driving yourself, or did you you avail yourself of taxis or Uber or what?
Well, we used taxi some, we used the train system some, and we also used some of the services. We used Uber, but we did use some private services.
Yeah, I got you. So, yeah, and that's kind of – so now how long were you over there?
A week.
Oh, wow. Okay. Did you enjoy it?
Yes, sure did. I was on my honeymoon.
Hey, congratulations. All right.
Thank
now
you
look.
Very much.
All right. You're setting a pretty high standard here, okay?
Okay.
All right. I mean, just think about that. Now, 5 years from now, she's going to say, what do you mean we're going to North Zulch for our honeymoon? Hey, thanks a lot. You have a good Christmas.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Good Christmas, y'all.
All right. Thanks.
Then go to Caldwell and get cheap gas
That's
instead.
Right. Hey, hon, let's do that. Man, nice job. All right. Let's see. So, yeah, it's day 358. We've got 7 of them to go. Here are the birthdays.
One Direction's Lewis Tomlinson is 23 years old. Ryan Seacrest is 40. Stephanie Myers, the author of the Twilight novels, is 41. Ricky Martin, Un Fuego, 43. Diedrich Bader is 48. He was Oswald Lee Harvey in The Drew Carey Show, which I thought was really funny.
Uh-huh.
Mark Valley, Fitty, from Boston Legal and CSI.
Mm-hmm.
Ian Burden is 57, from one of Scott's favorites, Human League.
Yes.
Clarence Gilliard is 59 from Matlock and Walker, Texas Ranger. And Lemmy Kilmister from Motorhead is 69.
All right, there were people laying in bed going, what the heck
that's,
was
I
that?
Just played a little.
Right,
so just
you.
Played the intro.
Yeah.
That's it.
You got, did you say Stephanie Meyer?
I did.
You know, she's worth a lot of money now.
Uh-huh.
Mary Higgins Clark, who's written a few books, as a matter of fact. Probably sold more than in Stephanie Meyer, actually. 87. Lee Daniels, he's the guy who directed The Butler and Precious, is 55. And Ryan Seacrest, Mr. Everything, 40. Howard Hughes was born on this date. I don't know if you knew that.
Not the same as Ryan Seacrest.
That's true. Tomorrow's Christmas Day. It's also Pumpkin Pie Day, which is like second billing. that's it. And for birthdays?
Oh, I didn't.
I got them.
Okay. I did not get those.
Jimmy Buffett. I was thinking riding up the elevator today. I guess he's done a Christmas album. I guess there might
I now
be
have
some.
It.
Okay, all right. So anyway, happy birthday to him.
Yep. Dido, 43 years old, singer. Annie Lennox, who I really, really like, from the Eurythmics, is 60. Steve Warner, country singer, is 60 years old.
Middle name is Noel.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Carl Rove, 64. Sissy Spacek, or Spacek, is 65. Barbara Mandrell, 66. You just got Jimmy Buffett. Mm-hmm. Larry Zonka, the Zonk, 68 years old from the Miami Dolphins undefeated team. Gary Sandy, Andy Travis from WKRP, 69 years old. Rick Berman, 69. He was the executive producer in Star Trek.
Oh, okay.
And Rod Serling and Humphrey Bogart.
And Cab Calloway.
Oh, I didn't see that one. That's cool.
Oh, boy. And Kenny the Snake Stabler, if you remember him.
Yes, sir.
Long-time left-handed quarterback is 68.
For the Raiders.
That's tomorrow at 6:20.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the U.S. continues to fall on the Index of Economic Freedom. Now, the index measures things like the size of government, rule of law, property rights, regulatory burdens, etc. Sadly, the U.S. doesn't even rank in the top 10. Coming in at number 12 on the list, the United States is outranked by countries like Hong Kong, Canada, New Zealand, and even the United Arab Emirates. And to give you an idea of how quickly we have fallen, in the year 2000, the U.S. was ranked number 2 on the Economic Freedom Index. And during Obama's presidency, well, it's the first time we have fallen out of the top 10. And the main reason is because our rule of law is being challenged, along with the regulations that are stifling the U.S. economy. And unfortunately, I don't see this trend reversing unless we get some conservative leadership in Washington.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you've heard me talking about Wits and Wagers, the party game, as the go-to Christmas gift for any family. Well, lots of people agree because it's become a big hit this year, and there's no surprise. My family loves Wits and Wagers party game. And here's the great thing. You open the box, everyone turns off their electronics, gathers around the table to play, and the next thing you know, you're creating memories. The room is filled with cheers and laughter and fun. And I got to tell you, it's like no other game you've ever played. Now, if you give Wits and Wagers for Christmas, I promise you're going to be somebody's hero. And if you know anybody with kids or someone else who loves get-togethers with friends, well, give them Wits and Wagers party game for Christmas. And if you find yourself this week at Target, well, I was just told it was on sale 30% off. Remember the name, Wits and Wagers party game. Lock it in, Wits and Wagers. It's the best game you'll ever play. It's a big hit. You can find it anywhere, but I know for certain it's on sale now at Target, 30% off. That's Wits and Wagers.
Explosive development. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Marcy Norton. The president of Japan's Takata Corp is stepping down over the expensive recall of the company's airbags. Takata's chairman and chief executive will take over the president's role. In the last 4 years, 12 automakers have recalled more than 20 million vehicles over troubles with the airbags, some of which can explode with too much force, sending plastic and metal flying into the passenger cabin. The CEO of California-based ride-sharing service Uber is under indictment in South Korea, where prosecutors accuse him and his Korean partners of violating a public transport law. Licensed taxi drivers have argued the service poses unfair competition. The blue chips have climbed nearly 1,000 points in the last 5 trading sessions, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average finished above 18,000 for the first time in history. More gains may be in store today as futures are moving higher. I'm Marcy Norton with the Dow Jones Money Report.
A Seattle man went to bed with nearly $300,000 in the bank. By morning, it was gone because of some identity thief. Imagine if a thief stole your life savings. No one can stop all identity theft. So here's what you do. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. So if some thief goes after your life savings, LifeLock's on it before the damage is done. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code WSJ for 10% off. LifeLock.com. Network does not cover all transactions.
Disruptive may be just another overused buzzword, but disruptions in business like network downtime, data loss, social media abuse, and limited bandwidth are downright disruptive. For businesses large or small, Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement content security, application delivery, and data protection solutions, all designed to prevent disruptions and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our security or storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/disruptive.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
The guide to better living in the Brazos Valley is the Brazos Life Annual Manual. The Brazos Life Annual Manual is packed with everything to see and do in the Brazos Valley. From where to go to take in our vigorous art scene, or where to go for a vigorous workout, this magazine features the who's who, what's what, and where's where in the Brazos Valley. Advertise your business in the Brazos Life Annual Manual. Call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank.
That's right. Brenham National Bank was chartered in 1933, and we have been serving our neighbors generation after generation for over 80 years. Wouldn't you rather bank with us? Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. We make banking fun.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
Razor, Ranger, Sportsman, Ace at Polaris Fun Center. There's a Polaris to match your passion. On sale for the holidays with financing as low as 2.99% on every new machine. Choose a remaining 2014 and get rebates up to $1,000. Get the 2015 Sportsman ETX for $83.99 with rebate. Polaris Fun Center carries Yeti coolers and rigid LED light bars and flashlights. Get it at Polaris Fun Center, 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue, where they sell fun, not tractors.
Good morning, it's 626 at Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 30 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. 53 for a high temperature today. Going to have some sunshine, but a little windy. Northwesterly at 5 to 15 and gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Mostly clear tonight with a low temperature around 34. Then on Christmas Day, sunny, high of about 61 and winds out of the south. Now, still that same 15 to 20, but out of the south, it'll feel a little bit better than when it's out of the north. As far as Friday is concerned, get some clouds rolling back in here. Temp will be okay, 68, but we'll have a 20% chance of showers, 50% chance of rain on Friday, and a 40% chance of rain on Saturday, and Saturday night, then back up to a 50% chance of rain on Sunday. Currently, we're looking at 43, and since it is his birthday tomorrow, we'll do a little Jimmy Buffett Christmas music. We've got news coming up, but, you know, it's Christmas Eve day. We can do things differently.
Malakalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green. The sun will shine by day and all the stars at night. Melukalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Take it, girl.
Shine by day and all the stars at night.
Melukalikimaka is a wise way
to say Merry Christmas to you. Shine by day and all the stars at night.
Melukalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Remember some of the great toys you got for Christmas as a kid? Some of them would be worth a lot of money today. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, here's a sobering fact to consider. When asked at the end of their lives what older people regret, they more often say they regret having not done something more than they regret something they did that failed. Why do you suppose that is? I'm Mike Carruthers, and I believe it's because every one of us wants to succeed at something, many things. But those things, those secret goals you have, are easy to put off until later. But later never comes, and you wind up regretting what you didn't do. That's why I started a new website I'd like you to check out called the Success Mint at SuccessMint.com. That's SuccessMint.com. There, you'll find free information, videos, and podcasts all about success and how you can be more successful. It's a new website. I just started it, and I'd love to have you come check it out. Again, it's all free and all to help you succeed at whatever you want to do in work, life, and wealth. SuccessMint.com. Check it out now. SuccessMint.com. A service of Strand Media. Around the holidays, we often think of the toys of our childhood. If only we'd kept them. Like
Mr. Potato Head. An early Mr. Potato Head with a pipe would be worth in the hundreds of dollars.
Terry Covell, co-author of Covell's Antiques and Collectibles Price List.
The Easy Bake Oven became so popular they're making it again. An original one would be about $100 to $200. An early Monopoly game. An early Monopoly game can bring hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Really early. One of the ones from the 30s. When you get a little bit later, they're in the hundreds of dollars. Most board games are worth, if they have good graphics on the boards, are worth anywhere from $50 up. Assuming they're more than 25 years old.
Because Etch-a-Sketches were very fragile and often broke, a working old Etch-a-Sketch can bring in lots of money. And as you might imagine, old Barbies are very collectible.
An original Barbie, mint in the box. Now, most of us don't keep our dolls mint in the box. We play with them. But mint in the box, in other words, never opened. The first Barbie is worth $5,000, which is really astounding, but they do sell for that all the time. A good condition, not perfect, but an excellent condition, first Barbie could bring several thousand dollars. I'm just stunned when I see her going for that kind of money, because that was not true 10 years ago.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 44 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. The potential closure of two railroad crossings near Welburn won't be considered until after the holidays.
A spokesman for Union Pacific says Brazos County commissioners do not have a deadline to consider their offers. The railroad continues plans to build a side rail to handle more train traffic. County Judge Dwayne Peter says the county will participate in a meeting sponsored by Citizens for Welburn covering transportation issues in the southern part of the county. That includes Union Pacific's offer to build a new crossing if the county closes crossings at Wade and Straub Road. That gathering will be the evening of Friday, January 9th at the Welburn Community Center starting at 6. The following Tuesday, January 13th, Peter says he hopes to have a memorandum of understanding ready for a commission vote. If it's approved, the judge says that's when the county would approach the property owner to buy the land to extend Greens Prairie Trail from Welburn to IGN Road. UP would build the new crossing at an estimated cost of $620,000. TxDOT's also indicated an interest in making an undisclosed contribution to the project, which the railroad gave a rough estimate of $3.5 million. North of there, UP continues to purchase property and design what was announced 2.5 years ago as a $200 million rail yard between Mumford and Hearn. A construction timeline has not been set. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
There continues to be an increase in the number of flu cases in Brazos County. The health department says this past week was the worst so far this year with 227 cases. It was also the worst last year with 356. This year's running total from the first week of October through last Sunday is 688. That's compared to 704 through the same period last year. Online at WTAW.com, you can read the health department's weekly breakdown of flu activity. The man in charge of the company that brought down the west side of Texas A&M's football stadium also had one eye on the crowd. The president of Baltimore's controlled demolition, Mark Lawasso, says it was beautiful to watch multiple generations of Aggies.
It's a very poignant time for people here and watch the emotions just roll over different people of different ages. There were kids here holding the little collies, Reveille, all the way up to the guys who needed help up and down the podium. It's a great heritage.
It was his second trip to College Station after taking down the 17-story Plaza Hotel, at the time the city's tallest building, in the spring of 2012. After four long years, there are indications that for most of the state, the drought is coming to an end. State climatologist John Nielsen-Gammon at Texas A&M says the drought has subsided in most of the state, and indications are for more drought-busting rains this winter.
We've got a reasonably favorable weather pattern with El Nino or marginal El Nino in the Pacific.
But Nielsen Gammon offers little hope for West Texas from Abilene to the Panhandle. He says the drought there will continue and will need a lot more rain for it to be relieved. An eyewitness who contacted College Station police about two men attempting to open doors of parked vehicles outside of Post Oak Ball Monday morning led to the arrest of a Houston man on multiple charges. The witness told police they saw one of the men break the window of a pickup and go inside. Three officers arrived in time to stop an SUV on the southbound freeway frontage road. The driver, 33-year-old James Darrow, was arrested for having an invalid license with a prior conviction, being in possession of a cell phone stolen from Houston, having a window punch believed to have broken the window of the truck, and trying to flush a baggie of marijuana in a toilet of the Brazos County Jail. He was also later charged with burglary of a vehicle. Former President George H.W. Bush has been taken to a Houston hospital after experiencing a shortness of breath. Spokesman Jim McGrath said in a statement that Bush was taken Tuesday evening by ambulance to Houston Methodist Hospital as a precaution. McGrath says the 90-year-old Bush will be held for observation. Bush spent nearly 2 months in the same hospital and was discharged in January 2013 after treatment for a bronchitis-related cough and other issues. Doctors say KCEN television meteorologist Patrick Crawford will more than likely be able to spend Christmas at home with his wife, but have not said when he may be discharged from the hospital. Crawford was shot in his car parked outside the station a week ago this morning.
Things are improving. I'm slowly getting better. It's been a long process, a lot of pain. Plan is to get released sometime soon here in the near future. We don't know the exact date yet, but I'm hoping it's sooner rather than later.
And Crawford says no words were exchanged with the shooter before the gunfire began. Crawford was able to get his car in reverse and drive to a nearby road construction crew who contacted 911. A dispute on the Round Rock School Board over the care of two pot-bellied pigs has been resolved for now.
The Round Rock Independent School District spent $16,000 to investigate trustee Terry Romare, who used a high school ag barn to house the pigs Pinky and Blackie. Board member Chad Chadwell expressed concern that the pigs were owned by one of Romare's real estate clients. But attorneys hired by the district found no evidence Romare abused her power because she pays for the pen, and her son used the pigs for an advanced degree project. Chadwell isn't going to let the issue end here, though. He says he may find a way to reinvestigate the pig pen dispute. Cameron Fairchild, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 43 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 5 straight years and a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Now you're at 6:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products to keep your family comfortable all year long. Merry Christmas from the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. Here we go.
Through today, partly to mostly sunny skies, cool and dry, high temperature low 50s. Into this Christmas Eve, it's going to be clear and cold, mid-30s by early Christmas morning, but turning breezy and milder on Christmas Day. Mostly sunny skies, high temperature low 60s. A few clouds at night in the mid to upper 40s. We're kind of cloudy by Friday, though. A bit breezy with a chance of scattered showers. Temperatures up between 60 and 65 once again. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit. And there's a couple games in the bowls for last night, so we'll get you caught up there. As well as going pro bowling would be a fighting Texas Aggie and more in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 10 minutes. Ish.
Ish. Okay. A little cool music for you here.
Oh, there's no
tastes like home.
Robert Goulet?
Robert Goulet. There he is, yeah.
Because no matter how far away you roam.
This guy knew how to wear a tuxedo, okay? I'm just saying, you know?
Hey, you wacky chicks.
Yeah.
For the sunshine of a friendly game.
You know, it's funny when you said that. That's the first thing that comes to mind is him in a tuxedo.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you wanna be happy in a million ways, for the holidays, you can't beat home, sweet home.
There you go, Robert Goulet. A little bit of that for you. It's 6:41. The president has re-enrolled in Obamacare.
Or is he, has he?
Or as he calls it, MeCare. And, yeah, he did that. So, I'll let you know. White House officials said, as we said last year, the act of the president signing up for insurance coverage through the D.C. exchange is symbolic, since the president's health care will continue to be provided by the military. He added, but he was pleased to participate in a plan as a show of support for these marketplaces.
Was this live from Hawaii?
You know, I'm not sure. He selected the bronze plan last year, and he remains on that plan. Well, of course he can buy the cheapest one because he doesn't have to pay for it.
Correct.
And the White House has weighed in on the decision for Sony to go ahead and show the movie, the interview.
the re-release of the postponed release of the canceled release.
Exactly.
Of the release.
Meanwhile, the star, Seth Rogen, particularly excited as well, tweeting, "The people have spoken. Freedom has prevailed. Sony didn't give up. The interview will be shown at theaters, willing to play it on Christmas Day." James Franco, for his part, tweeted, "Victory! The people and the president have spoken." Then he said, "Celebrating the interview starring Seth Rogen and James Flacco." Because that's what he called him. He got him confused with the quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens. So he said, "Thank you, President Obaka." So there, coming back on you. So there you are.
That's President Obaka.
Yeah, why not?
I love it.
Why not? 41, rushed to the hospital, as Patrick told you in the news. Problems breathing apparently last night, and we'll keep you posted on that. Rand Paul has dropped yet another hint that he might run for president in 2016. I didn't do it yesterday. It's out there if you want to see it, but he did a Festivus Twitter rant yesterday, because it was Festivus, on various subjects, including politics in D.C., referring to incoming Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. He tweeted, "No matter how many times I ask at Team Mitch, he won't let me borrow his awesome sweater vest." And he tweeted a picture of McConnell in the vest. "We all know having a fashion-forward campaign is important to success, as Rick Santorum showed in 2012. Then he tweeted a photo of his trademark turtleneck emblazoned Rand Paul 2016, predicting it'll be a popular item this year.
So did I miss the airing of the grievances since I wasn't here yesterday?
No, we didn't really agree. We didn't air any grievances.
Oh, okay.
No, we don't. We play the, you know, the whole idea is just to lay it out there for folks to understand it. Now, if they choose to go ahead and do that, I think that's probably fine, but If not, that's all right, too.
I don't know. We can all be kind of bungy. I thought maybe you'd air the grievances.
No. Really, I've never been an air grievance. We did some Festivus facts.
Okay.
That you can buy a Festivus pole, of course, and they're really around any number of places.
And what was it? Is there a name for it again? Because I couldn't remember.
It's a Festivus pole.
Just a Festivus pole?
Yeah, it is, because, no tinsel. He finds it distracting.
Right. After our show, I tuned into Candy 95, and they must have had a Feats of Strength segment because they came back and Katie's shoulder was sort of sore.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. Then maybe they did do that.
Apparently that was a bad idea.
You can do that, the Feats of Strength.
Yes, warm up first, though.
Yeah, in addition. Let's see. Congressman Michael Grimm pled guilty yesterday to a single count of felony tax evasion. It was a 20-count indictment. I guess he pled it down to one. He did admit that he had, in fact, fraudulently prepared some taxes having to do with a restaurant he owned. Didn't say whether he was going to resign or stay.
Oh, he's staying. They all do.
Somewhere he said, I know people who've done worse. All right. But anyway. And let's see. I think that's... Chris Christie said that we shouldn't normalize relations with Cuba until those two cop killers that are over there get sent back, which does make sense.
Yes.
Oh, look, and good news for the Prez. His poll numbers have rebounded. A CNN ORC survey gives him 48% job approval rating. Okay. I think it's sympathy because it's the holidays.
It has to be.
I mean, he hasn't done anything that would cause people to actually think better of him.
Sure he has. All the stuff that he did to quash the racial problems have cropped up.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, sure. We got that. Yeah, Rush talks about that this morning, by the way.
Don't forget.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Don't forget that while half of us are better than average, the other half are not so good.
Yeah. Well, and remember, he listened to the people who didn't vote. Hello.
Yes, don't they have one of them Festivus polls now if they're stocking?
You know, they do. They probably...
It's no, only because a matter of time. No. Hard drives do fail. Computers do break. Laptops get lost or stolen. Smartphones get stolen. Your most precious photos, videos, and more can be gone. Poof. Unless you protect your data with iDrive Online Backup. Protect every computer or smartphone you own on one plan from iDrive. Plans start at less than $5 a month. If you go to iDrive.com today, use my name, save 75% on your first year's plan for a limited time. Can't afford not to. Get iDrive.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Everyone knows that Santa relies on the magic of Christmas to deliver presents to every kid in the world in one night. But what if you didn't have that kind of Santa magic? What if good old St. Nick was just like the rest of us? How big would Santa's organization need to be to still get everything delivered on Christmas Eve? I know, it's weird, but that's just kind of the way my brain works. Representatives from FedEx and UPS actually crunched the numbers, and according to them, he'd need 12 million employees. Here's how it breaks down. There's 760 million children worldwide that would get a visit from Santa, and Santa has to hit them all in 24 hours. About 9,000 deliveries a second. That's about 760 million pounds of cargo and 300 747s. He'd need 46 international distribution centers with 400,000 elves just loading the sleigh and another 832,000 in logistical support and HR. He'd also need 40,000 elves to deal with customer regulations, 670,000 flyover rights, and schedule and optimize his plan, and 100 meteorologists. That still leaves about 10 million elves getting presents to distribution centers and doing general assignments, all so each kid can get one present. I know a lot of folks are hitting the road and starting their Christmas, so on behalf of everyone here at WTAW, my name's Kevin O'Connor. Thank you all so very much for listening. Have a safe and happy Christmas. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. If you've contemplated a diamond or something fancy for a loved one in your life, why don't you head to David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange? Because they think, you know, diamonds should last forever. Paying for it should not have to. They enjoy pleasantly surprising you as well. And you will, because there's something new and different in there every single time I walk in the door. To find out more, go to David's Jewelry and Coins, David's Jewelry and Coins, plural.com, or go see for yourself. They're off South College, right there in the same shopping center as Hi-Hop, next to Hurricane Harry's.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you'd like something just a little out of the ordinary when it comes to trees for your landscapes, your local nurseryman may have just your ticket. More and more uncommon trees are being offered. It'll increase as spring arrives. Let's look at some of the very best right after this important message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, self-published so I could have the book I've always wanted. This is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening written 24 years ago. This is an entirely new format. 840 of my photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 covers a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95, regular $32.95, plus tax and postage. You'll be getting a signed copy. It's not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It's available only from my office. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. It's also available from my website, Neil Sperry. NeilSperry.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. We're talking about good lesser-known shade trees, and I'm still going to include Oklahoma redbud and forest pansy redbud. They've become fairly mainstream. Oklahoma has glossy dark green leaves, and it has the burgundy red flowers in the spring. And then the beautiful forest pansy redbud has purple leaves, and they hold pretty much their purple color well into the summer. They'll bleach to a purple green in midsummer, but they're still beautiful. And forest pansy also has those dark burgundy flowers. There's a white flowering redbud, actually a couple of selections, a couple of varieties, and that gives a nice white color to the spring garden. Saucer magnolias bloom first in the spring. They're deciduous trees growing to 15 to 20 feet tall. Their 3 to 4 inch blooms resemble light purple or white tulips, and some people will mistakenly call them tulip tree magnolias, but that's a different tree, the tulip tree. You're wanting to ask for a saucer magnolia, and frankly, I would recommend them only in the northeastern part of Texas and along the eastern, maybe 20% of the state. Japanese maples are small trees that must have protection from the hot afternoon sun in Texas, and they fit in that same range of where they're adapted, generally northeast Texas and then down the eastern, probably 20 or 25% of the state. Golden rain trees grow everywhere. There are a couple of different types. Panicled golden rain tree is lovely in the northern two-thirds of Texas, and then the southern golden rain tree, which is more tropical, is great along the Gulf Coast. Beautiful yellow flowers in the summer, and they're just nice small trees, maybe 25 feet tall and wide. Mexican plum is the white flowering tree that you see in so many lightly shaded areas across the state early in the spring. It's an understory tree. You see it growing where redbuds would also be growing. It's very fragrant with its white flowers, very rough textured trunk, so it makes a dramatic statement. It's adapted all over the state. A good native plum tree, Mexican plum. You need to ask for it by name and you'll like it. Ginkgos are a throwback to another era of the world. They have beautiful growth habits. They have very vase-shaped branching, and their leaves look like fans, like maidenhair fern leaves. They're slow-growing in most of Texas, but they're beautiful as small accent trees. They get a lot larger in the Midwest, so be forewarned. And then finally, bur oak, an unsung hero of the tree world, native to Texas. It's one of the biggest of our shade trees, and it's beautiful and very heavy textured. I'm Neil Sperry. Gardening in the winter warm spells in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, hey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. We'll start you off with football, and let's go bowling, as the midshipmen got one late last night.
25-yarder. Beltran puts the knee down right in the middle of the goalpost. Ball down, kick on the way, kick is up, and it is good. Austin Grebe, 6 for 6. And he puts the mids on top here, 17-16, with a minute 27 to go.
Navy upset San Diego 17-16 in the Poinsettia Bowl in a battle between Conference USA and MAC champions.
In the gun, Rakeem Cato calls for the football, fakes the handoff, moves left. He's in his own area code right there. Nobody near him, and he waltzes in. Touchdown, Hurd.
That made it 14-7, and the Marshall never looked back, picking up its 13th win of the season, running over Northern Illinois 52-23. Oregon quarterback Marcus Mariota is the Associated Press College Football Player of the Year in a landslide vote reminiscent of the Heisman Trophy romp. Mariota received all but 5 first-place votes submitted by the AP media panel. The AFC champion Denver Broncos led the NFL with 9 players selected for the Pro Bowl. Fight Tech Zaggy Vaughn Miller's on the list, and oh yeah, 14-time Pro Bowler Peyton Manning is too, joined by Raed Cadley, Chris Harris, Aqib Talib, Demaryius Thomas, Julius Thomas, T.J. Ward, and DeMarco Ware. The NFC East champion Dallas Cowboys were second with 6 players chosen, including Tony Romo, DeMarco Murray, and Dez Bryant. Florida State coach Jimbo Fisher has been rewarded a contract extension through 2022. The Noles are 58-10 since Fisher replaced Bobby Bowden before the 2010 season. Virginia Tech football coach Frank Beamer has been cleared to coach the Military Bowl Saturday as his team plays Cincinnati. The 68-year-old Beamer is still recovering from throat surgery shortly after the end of the regular season. In the NBA last night,
shot from out front is a 3 by Villanueva that's good. He hits it, and that's going to do it. Villanueva hitting a 3-pointer to end it, and the Suns win this ball game 124-115.
Eric Bledsoe got his second career triple-double in the Suns' highest-scoring game of the season. Bledsoe had 16 and 11 assists. Nowitzki tied with Chandler for 22 apiece to lead the Mavericks. In the NHL, Jonathan Breiner made 43 saves as the Toronto Maple Leafs beat the Dallas Stars 4-0 last night. Van Riemsdyk led Toronto offense that ended a 3-game losing skid with a goal and 2 assists. Dallas goalie Kari Lehtinen allowed 3 goals and stopped just 22 shots. Dallas head coach Lindy Ruff has set the bar pretty low as the guys return from Christmas break.
Well, I think our goal as a team is to try not to lose 2 games in a row. It's been a mental grind.
And we'll wrap it up with the Alabama home of Cowboys linebacker Rolando McClain caught fire and burned to the ground on Monday. Now, no one was hurt or home at the time, which is good news. But McClain's Tuscaloosa mansion is worth an estimated $1.5 million. McClain is a strong candidate for the comeback player of the year, recording 81 total tackles and 13 sacks this year. Dallas safety Barry Church on Orlando McClain's safety.
Man, that's a scary situation right there. I'm glad nobody was at the house at the time.
And that's going to do it. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Come celebrate a night in New Orleans at Messina Hoff Winery as we ring in the new year. Savor a 4-course meal, a decadent dessert bar, and a night of dancing. Enjoy an open bar of Messina Hoff's award-winning wines. Go to MessinaHoff.com for pricing and book your reservations today.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
That's the sound my coffee mug made when it hit the kitchen floor after I realized my 16-year-old son was addicted to meth. This is the sound of him being rushed to the hospital after we found him strung out on his bedroom floor. And this is how it sounds when he tells you he's finally ready for treatment.
If you or someone you know is recovering from addiction, share your story with the partnership at drugfree.org, because your story can change someone else's.
I've been selling cars for 20 plus years and never seen this before. 20% off.